I believe most of you in the room know me. My name is Lynn Placy, and I was born in Stewartstown at the COAS Hospital. Back then there was a hospital there, not a nursing home, in 1946. And I lived all my life growing up in Colebrook, went to the Colebrook schools, and then went down to Plymouth State College. It was Plymouth State College in that time. Got a teaching degree and came back here and met and fell in love with Donald Placy, married him in 1968, and we built a home in Stewartstown and lived there until today. Donald passed away a couple of years ago, but he had a great love for the land and the North Country, and he certainly instilled that in my three daughters. He was very happy to own several parcels of land in the town of Stewartstown, and one of them is on Holden Hill. And according to the tax assessor's card, it's supposed to be 114 acres. I really have been against the Northern Pass from the beginning, but I have not been actively involved. My activity involved going on to Valerie Harry's website each day and reading the updates and shaking my head and saying, oh, we don't want this. We just don't want this. But that's about as far as it went. And I breathed a sigh of relief that it wasn't going through my land. And this summer, really, I felt that perhaps it was going away. I hadn't heard a lot about it, and I thought, well, you know, maybe they've met the resistance and they're going to go away. But that ended in August. In August, I got a call from a man who introduced himself as Bob Goddard, and he said, I am representing a party who would like to know if you would be interested in granting them an easement over your 114 acres on Holden Hill in Stewartstown. And I said, well, who is the party that you represent? Well, he said, ultimately, it would be the Northern Pass. And to that I replied, no, thank you, I'm not interested, and I will not be cooperative. I put the phone down, and I went to the computer, and I sent Valerie Harris a message. And I said, I have been called, and I want you to tell whoever is in charge. Let them know. They may be a new route because, you know, this is something new. That was in August, and I would say about 6 or 7 weeks after that initial call, I got another phone call from a landowner who abuts my property on Holden Hill, who is actually my nephew by marriage, and he asked to come and see me about business. And I expected that that business was to discuss the border dispute that we have. We have a disagreement on who owns what up there, just where the border is. And I had had the land surveyed this summer. I had hired a lawyer because I knew it had to be settled. And I thought that's what he was coming to talk to me about. However, when he came to the house, he came in and he said, I have got a solution to our problem on Holden Hill. He said the idea of who owns what is going to go away, and we're going to both be well off, and you're going to be very happy with what I have to tell you. And he said, I have just signed a contract with Northern Pass to sell them my property for $500,000. And my 14-year-old grandson was on the couch, and he looked at him and he said, smart. My grandson's not in favor of the Northern Pass. And I said, shh, you know, we're going to be polite. We're going to listen. And we did. We listened to him. He went on to explain the reasons why he thought he should sell. And he also said that there was a man. He gave me a man's name and number, and he said he would like to speak with you. He would, I'm sure, be offering you a comparable amount of money for your 114 acres, and that's a lot of money. And he said, you know, you're a widow now, and he said, I think things are hard for you, and he said, this would solve all your problems. You'd have a nice nest egg, and you wouldn't have to worry about how you were going to pay your taxes. And he really had a nice line of I didn't mean that either, but he did have a nice line of persuasion. And so anyway, he said, now, I would like to keep this quiet. I said, well, I have to talk to my three daughters. I wouldn't make a decision about this without talking to my family. Well, he said, that's all right. But he said, don't talk about it. I really don't want to see my name in the paper next week. And then he said, part of my down payment, he explained that he was going to get a $50,000 down payment, and part of the agreement was that he was to come and talk to me and other people who were landowners around about and try to convince them to do the same, to sell. So that's how they went about approaching me. And I will tell you quite honestly, that's a lot of money. I live on Social Security, which isn't great because I've given private piano lessons for years, so I haven't made a lot of money. And I do give some piano lessons, and not nearly as many as I used to. The economy has changed that. And so I have to kind of look out. The land that I do own, I have to pick out certain pieces, and I ask the fellow that cuts wood for me every couple of years to go in and cut a little bit so I can pay my taxes and keep on going. So anyway, I thanked him for coming. I said, you know, what you've told me is very interesting, and thank you for giving me the information. I said, I don't agree with Northern Pass, but I said, I will take into consideration what you've told me. And I did. I thought about it. You know, I really lay awake that night thinking, boy, $500,000. Boy, that really is, you know. But I'll tell you, folks, in my heart of hearts, I knew I couldn't do it. Because the land means too much to me, to my family. It's my husband's legacy and his father's before that. I live up here because I love the open spaces, and God has blessed us with the North Country, and we don't have to worry about looking at these horrible transmission lines. And I don't want to look at them. And if I did, I wouldn't live here. And I also believe that as a landowner, we have responsibility. Yes, we live in a country where we have the freedom to choose, so we have a right to sell our land to whomever we please. But we also owe a responsibility to our neighbors, you know, the people that live in our town, that live in our county, and that live in our state. And when we make a decision, I think we have to consider what the people around us want. And nobody that I know of wants this. And so that is another reason I would never sell. And I believe that my needs will be met some other way, as long as I honor what I believe in. And I believe it's wrong. I don't believe in the concept of the Northern Pass. I don't think it's going to be healthy, and it's certainly not going to add any beauty to our North Country, and it's not going to do anything for our state. And if the North Country needed electricity, I would be the first one to say, I'll help, but I'm not going to open my arms wide to a foreign corporation that we don't want here.